star on my car and one on my chest. A gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
And yes, highway patrol, highway patrol. It is another edition of Safety Talk on KWHI. We're being joined by Corporal Jimmy Morgan from the DPS. I'm going to answer your questions, whatever you may have about roadways, any kind of highway or a farm to market or county road or just some caliche road out in the county somewhere. He's got your answers for you. Anything that you may have, 979-836-9937 or 836-9937 or send us an email. That's mail, M-A-I-L at KWHI.com. And as always, Corporal Morgan, we're always appreciative of you coming in and taking time out of your schedule and coming to visit with us and make sure that we know what's happening, anything that's new, anything that we should know about, because things are always changing out there, and we need to know about it, right?
That's correct. I mean, I need to know about it.
Well, I'm sure you're the first to know, I mean, but you'll pass it on.
I don't want to be passing old information.
So things have been treating you good?
Yes, very busy, but it's that time of year, what, last month of school? Kids
yeah.
be getting out, and summer vacations, and some, a lot of people heading to the lakes already.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds me, though, been getting some questions on, hey, Troop, what's this new law out?
New law.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute now. Legislation's not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't even voted on it. I mean, they're not all the bills. They ain't been signed. I mean, what new law? Well, the trailer law. What's going on with the trailer law? So I got the listing a little bit, and I visit with a local registration office, and what I've figured out is this, and this has always been out there. It's just starting to come to a head now. In the past, if you had a trailer that was 4,501 pounds,
mm-hmm.
RV, boat trailer, it didn't make a difference. If it was not farm used, farm trailer registered, it was required to be inspected. Now, we went to this one sticker program, and this one sticker program is basically now who is looking at inspections now as they come in. It's the registration office. So what's happening is not only is the registration company doing your registration, they're able to look on their system to see that your vehicle has been inspected and where and all that should be showing up on the system. And if it's not, you got your report to show them. So what's going on is this, that people that's had these RVs and whatever and have failed to have them inspected, when the registration pops up there at the registration office, it flags these type of trailers that I'm talking about. So now these people are getting told, hey, you need to go get it inspected before you come register the trailer. They're actually getting notices in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
A gentleman over in Madisonville gave me one the other day, and that's why I was able to figure out, put two and two together, why everybody thought it was, the law's always been there. But sadly to say, law enforcement, probably depending what agency, whatever, may not be a top priority. Things may not knew that trailer they were looking at required an inspection.
Well, yeah, before you came, I never knew that trailers had to be inspected until you came around.
Right.
I never knew that.
And so that's what's going on. So when people ask me, Jim, where are we going to save the money on this deal? You know, of course, I'm just telling you what I've been told, right?
I just work here, okay?
So, you know, as the state was saying, look, we're not having to put a sticker out there, so we're doing away with the sticker. That's going to save X number of dollars. And the counterfeit and all that other stuff, we're going to put some people out of business. Whoever thought, though, that you would increase inspections over this law? Because that's exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know how many trailers we're talking across the state that we're talking about here. But I tell you, I've visited with a lot of folks that told me what you just got through saying.
Yeah.
I've had one of them RVs and whatever. I've never...
Never got inspected because you just... I never knew.
Yeah. So, and so I guess we, as in law enforcement, kind of dropped the ball on a lot of this and didn't know and didn't keep up with that. And a lot of people, hey, for a long time, they got a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a good deal right here. Sonic. This morning, hands out to Sonic this morning, our sponsoring our show. And we'll talk about a trivia question as
we
move on.
We got a phone call here. Get to that. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today. You have a question for Corporal Morgan. Good morning, Safety Talk.
That's the most quietest question I ever had.
All right. It could be a bad connection. We've had some cell phone problems.
Well, it's called water.
Water? Okay.
Yeah. I went through some water yesterday. I was telling Craig here before we started our program that I had all intentions to make it to Houston, Texas yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I really need to kind of go down there. And I got as far as Hempstead. And I saw the cloud, I mean, the wall. You knew you was fixing to get into some weather.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of cars on the side of the road, just parked, waiting. And apparently it had already kind of just passed them. And as I got into it, I realized why it's kind of scary. Now, you know, you have white out and snow and all that. But when you hit this rain as much as it was, you couldn't see.
Yeah,
it was pretty scary.
Yeah, can't see the hood of your car
right.
Sometimes.
And so I start looking for a place to get off the – I mean, I was in my black and white. I was looking for a place. But,
yeah.
So I pulled over and waited. I'm thinking, okay, maybe to pass, you know, west to east, and then I'll ease on down to – it just kept going. And I started up again. I ran into it again. So I finally just turned around – somewhere south of Hempstead, and this went on back to Bryan. I didn't even go to Houston yesterday. And, you know, down there with the concrete and all the stuff, it didn't take much to flood some of them roads down there.
Yeah.
And between Lyons and Caldwell, I want to tell you, there was some water running down the side of the road. And some right up to the edge of the roadway, but it was – they'd got some rain down there, so.
Oh, they had some washout. Roads actually washed out.
Yeah.
I
would believe that. So that's the most – look, when I start hitting side of the road because of rain, that means it's coming down pretty good. So,
yeah,
that reminds me of kind of laws that we have in place when it comes down to water barricades.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, several sessions ago when we were using a lot of emergency personnel for people that went around water barricades because they thought they could make it. And then they get stranded, and we had to call the fire department and game wardens, get with their boat and whatever we could use to rescue people. They finally made that a Class B misdemeanor. And so if you go around a water barricade and get stopped, you could actually go to jail for that. It's a Class B misdemeanor. And the reason is what I say, you're tying up a lot of emergency where you shouldn't. And so that's going to be up to 180 days in jail or a $2,000 fine. So I don't know how it's, I don't know if that was, I don't, I'm not supposed to talk about good or bad or whatever,
yeah.
But the problem that I've had it personally, when I've been out on these sites where I want to deter people from crossing. And, even though if they don't have a barricade up at the time, is that if I have to take somebody to jail, right, then there's nobody else there to, you know, deter people. So that, you know, I've had to deal with that over the years, but that's just what the law is at this point.
Even if you're trying to get your house, you've locked off from your house, I mean, the barricade there, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah, I mean, technically, yes, you would be in violation of the law. Mm-hmm. Now, that I think that person needs to get with law enforcement and have that discussion and say, hey, I mean, what do you want me to do? And, you know, there's some times where you just can't get home. You're going to have to go stay with a friend or hotel or whatever it may be, depending on the situation. Now, what happens to a lot of people before these barricades get put up, and we lost a student at Baylor, I believe it was about a year ago up there, if I remember right, got these lone streams, whatever, and that's, you know, there's some big trucks out there can handle some of this water a little bit better than your small passenger car.
Yeah.
So these people see somebody else go through, and then they think they can, and all of a sudden they're getting swept down the deal. So
and plus that water, I mean, it can fast. You know, it's not there's nothing there, and all of a sudden 2 seconds later, and you've got a ton of water coming at you.
So it depending on your vehicle and the weight and everything else involved. You can get swept off pretty quick. So I just want to remind people that there's water barricades up. Do not go around them. And if you are in a situation that you need to be somewhere, and if there's not an alternate route, contact either your sheriff's department or your PD, depending where the barricades are at, and maybe they can figure something out, a way to whatever you need done to get to that location. And so I would not go around it without doing that. So. What else going on? See here, we talked about college. I had a call the other day from media and said, "Hey, Troop, a lot of it's last week finals and stuff and all that. What do you? We had a fatality accident over in Grimes County that took two lives and two injured A&M students, and that kind of got them to thinking about the final." A lot of these kids, they'll stay up all night studying, doing all that. And obviously, they're excited when they get through with their last exam. And the first thing they want to do is what? Go home. Right? So, and then depending how far drive that is, that may not be a wise thing to do. Because if you're having that long drive, it's been then about halfway through the trip, what? You fall asleep. Now we have another major injury or a fatality, and we lose about 1,550 people as a nation each year. And I believe in 2014 we lost 196 fatalities due to fatigue that we're aware of, and about 8,895 crashes due to fatigue. So we have a lot of fatigue type crashes, and it claimed almost 200 lives. So it's a factor, and that was one of the reasons why Secretary Lahood implemented this 30-minute rule on your first 8 hours driving to take that 30-minute break to kind of break that up, and you can go get gas, whatever you need to do, but got to have that 30-minute rest period in that first 8 hours. So that was one of the things, because even in commercial driving, we just start seeing a kind of an uptick of fatigue drivers cause an accident. So for the parents out there, if you have a kid that has not made it home yet and is taking finals this week, have a talk with them and convince them to stand that extra day or whatever. Get things kind of cleaned up, get plenty of rest. You know, they get in a hurry, they leave things and everything, and they get in a rush. And if it's not the fatigue, then they're trying to go home too fast and maybe take a curve too fast, go off the road, like in this case, and then we end up with two fatalities. So the main thing is to talk to our kids before they make that trip, and hopefully we can save some of this from happening. So
okay.
We're on a break, or we got a call, we got an email, what do we got?
We commercial break here.
Okay.
Pay some of our bills real quick.
We'll and then I'll come back, and we'll do some Sonic trivia here.
Okay, we can do that. All right, Safety Talk, Corbin Morgan in studio. Questions for him, 979-836-9937, or send us an email, mail, mail at kwhi.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's morning rush hour. Your throat hurts. And you can't call in sick. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Family Medicine in Brenham has same-day appointments. We're close by, and our experienced, caring physicians are backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment today. Call 979-830-5584 or visit us online. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
Out with the old and in with the new. It's time to spring into Select Furnishings for 20% off your store-wide purchase. Hey guys, Tina here to invite you to shop our large showroom with beautiful new furniture from brands you have come to love, like Ashley Furniture, Broyhill, LMT Rustic, Lane, Serta Mattress, and more. At Select Furnishings, we offer in-house no credit check financing, 4 months same as cash, and longer term options with lower monthly payments also available. Same-day delivery and special orders also available. Shop local and deal with local people that care about you. We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, and Saturday from 9 to 2. 20% off your store-wide purchase happening now through April 30th at Select Furnishings, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Out with the old and in with the new. It's time to spring into Select Furnishings for 20% off your store-wide purchase. See you there.
Set sail with Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union and you'll be entered to win a cruise. BVSCU has expanded its membership eligibility to include you, your friends, neighbors, and coworkers, with benefits like service charge-free checking, online access, low interest rates, real estate financing, mobile banking, convenient locations, and more. There's never been a better time to become a member. Call or sail on in to your BVSCU branch to request a membership packet or visit bvscu.org to complete the online application. Enjoy extended hours at the Brenham office on May 20th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. There'll be special Saturday lobby hours on June 13th at the College Station branch from 9 a.m. till noon and the Brenham location from 10 a.m. till noon. Subject to membership eligibility, grand prize value of $5,000. No purchase necessary to win. Odds of winning depend on the number of entries. Promotional drawing days from May 1st to June 30th, 2015. Drawing subject to official rules located at bvscu.org and each BVSCU office. All entries welcome.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect, affordable home. My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
Call 251-7500 for the RE/MAX Advantage in Brenham.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
RE/MAX, now open in Brenham at 110 East Alamo.
Age to perfection. The homes of the 41st Annual Galveston Historic Homes Tour open their doors for you the first two weekends in May. Experience the architectural history of Galveston Island through tours of nine private residences and numerous special events. Take part in exclusive homes tour happy hours, history on tap dinners, and a Mother's Day brunch. Early bird tickets available for advanced access to select homes. And bid on a week-long stay at a beach town private home. Tickets and information at galvestonhistory.org.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Family Motorsports and Toys, Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Culligan Water Conditioners, the Truck Center, Fireplaces, etc., and J5 Tractors. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280. Your Houston Astros connection.
It's Bert and Lady Panther playoff softball on KWHI. Thursday night, the Lady Panthers open up their best 2-out-of-3 area round playoff series with a shiner, Lady Comanches. Game one is set for Thursday night, 7 o'clock in Smithville. I'm the sports doc, Ed Poffel. Join Delbert Baker and me for all the action, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45. On your voice for Burton Lady Panther playoff softball, KWHI.
Welcome back, 9:34 KWHI. It is a Thursday morning. This is Safe to Talk. Craig Montana being joined by Corporal Jimmy Morgan in studio. Again, answer your questions. If you have questions for him, give him a call, 979-836-9937. Or send us an email. Our email address, mail, M-A-I-L, at KWHI.com this morning. And if you have any kind of questions, we'll get it answered this morning. Corporal Jimmy Morgan, as always, and he's a busy, busy man, especially this time of year.
Well, yeah, it's just that time of year. I like it that way, though. Really. So
yeah.
It don't bother me.
It's good. Since last time we talked to you, things have been pretty safe for the most part.
Well, I mean, we've taken in our district, we've taken a hit in Grimes County.
Mm-hmm.
The tallies up there, I don't have the exact number, but I would say right now Grimes County leads in our fatality rate in our district. And one of the things that kind of strikes me that TxDOT puts out on their highlight sheet that I look at each year, you know, I always tell people that on our fatality rate, most people think that we, you know, with the city, Houston, Dallas, a lot of our fatalities would be bigger cities or urban areas, but it's actually rural areas at 55.76 where we have a lot of our fatalities. And these two fatalities, one I had in Brazos County and one in Grimes, they were both rural fatality accidents. And the reason being is that obviously the FM roads and stuff, a little bit more narrow, a lot of them don't have shoulders and stuff, a little bit more windier type of roads and stuff, and any kind of distraction or anything at all that keeps your eyes off the roadway or somebody not slowing down to take that curve at a safe speed, then before you know it, you're off the roadway, and so a lot of most of these accidents, are, they get sideways, they're trying to come back on, and they start flipping down the road, and if they don't have a seatbelt on, we're certainly going to lose them at that point. But so I see this, and in 2013, of the fatality accident we have, 39.47 were single vehicle went off the road accidents. So that's a big number right there. So as we go in and we talk about, you know, in the legislation going on, do you realize there was over 6,000 bills filed this year?
6,000?
Yes.
Bills?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they'll finish up June 1st, and the governor then has up to the 23rd of June to either sign it to make it law or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's when I hear people talking about new law and all that. Mm-hmm. Not yet. And, you know, so some of the, you know, ones that we have talked about that a lot of people are interested in. And then as far as law enforcement that I'm keeping up is, you know, obviously open carry, texting, and the red light cameras and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple, I don't know what else, you know, them are the high profile that you hear about. News. Now, there may be other bills that I'm concerned with, but I just don't know about. It's not been highlighted,
yeah,
you know, because of these. So I'm always interested what comes out and trying to pass that information on as soon as I can to let people know what's usually most of them laws take effect September 1st, and we go from there. But there is occasionally, every now and then, laws will come in effect prior to. I remember when we changed when we talked about farm registration, that we used to have to ask a person, what are you doing with your horse? And, you know, whether the answer was whether they were in violation of the farm registration. But when they changed that, where it says all equine, they added horses, whether it's a rodeo, whether it's showing horses or whatever. When they added that, they made that effective immediately. They didn't wait till September 1st, so mm-hmm. they acted that. So sometimes that happens, which is a good thing. So we'll just have to wait and see how that works out.
All right. We had a phone call here. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. My husband's truck has 1.6 on it for the inspection,
mm-hmm.
and 5.5 with the license plate. What do I do?
Okay, you got a 1.6 inspection, right?
Right.
Okay, and a 5.5 registration.
Right.
All right. Well, you're in good shape. Obviously, you're not going to be affected this year. You're going to go in and rest your vehicle, and the next year when it rolls around on that registration, it's going to say 5.6. I guess that's what it'll say. The year of 2016. They're going to then want you to go get that truck inspected no earlier than 90 days prior to registration.
Okay. I'll wait till next year.
So you're good this year.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Which brings a point. I got some registration in the mail yesterday, and I got to looking at it, which I need to talk about a few of these things. I got to looking at it. You know, when I told you the difference in also that's happening is when you go to get your vehicle inspected, it's a $7 fee there, mm-hmm. but they're going to catch up with you on the other $7.50 when you go to the registration.
Okay.
So when I was looking at my registration, it said $62.50. I'm thinking, well, that's what I paid last year. And
yeah.
I got to thinking that this year they're not charging you unless you not all vehicles are getting that extra $7.50. Depending what they're looking to see on the inspection or not.
Mm-hmm.
If you got it inspected after March, your vehicle after March, yeah, then it's $7, and then they're going to add that to your registration now. I think that's how they're doing it now, but I got by with the $7.50 so far being charged in my registration, but next year it's going to be the $62.50 plus the $7.50, so I should be looking at, what, $70?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I think we got another phone call here. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today. Have a question. Good morning. Yeah. Safety Talk. Hello? Hello, Safety Talk. Oh, it might just be an inadvertent call or something like that. That's all right.
Okay. So I had a person ask me, okay, Jim, I'm looking at my registration.
Okay.
And what are we, May?
Yes, we are.
Okay. It's a good month, by the way. And my registration, I'm looking at it. I've done driven 2 months, and I have a March registration. I've driven 2 months without the vehicle being registered.
Ah, mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen? Well, you go down there. That's number one.
Mm-hmm. Get it registered as soon as possible. Then.
And on the way down there, you're thinking what you need to say.
Yeah.
That's number two. And then number three, take your wallet. But, what's going to happen is this. You're going to say, look, I dropped the ball, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep the March. You're going to pay when you get your sticker.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to say March 16. They're not going to do 12 months from the day that you go in.
Oh,
they're
so
going to go back to where you were. So you're going to be 10 months later. You're going to be back up there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going to happen on that
okay.
day. Now there's that other scenario where maybe it's set up in the yard a year or two, you know, transmission's out, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got the money to fix it. Now what are we going to do? Over a year. The month you go in, they're going to go back 1 month and then start you from there.
Okay.
So, I would take a little bit of that paperwork with me to show, hey, look. But there is no affidavit. I always thought there might be some affidavit you would have to sign. They said, mm-hmm. No, there's no affidavit. So
yeah, I know whenever you go in, you know, and it's happened to me before, you know, you get a little, you know, just forget.
Right.
To take it in. You know, they ask, you know, have you been driving it, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, the last few months, and I think they would tack on a little extra money or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or,
well, this is going to go back to the month you should have registered
okay.
on a normal basis. So now I don't know how far that goes back, up to the year of that thing. In other words, what if you went in there and said 8 months?
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't go that back far back. I guess I could have been more broader with the question, but typically I just threw that scenario out. So mm-hmm. we would just take you back to March. So
yeah.
I don't know how long will they'll do that, if it stops after any certain period, but that's pretty much what they told me. Now, I went to Odessa this weekend. Son's a senior up there, last home baseball. Matter of fact, they're in a conference championship.
Well, that was a nice drive to see, you know.
That was a long drive.
A lot of nothing out there.
Very long drive. I like this country a little bit. y'all got it going on down here.
Yeah.
Right now, okay. So, you know, Midland's right next to Odessa,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, it is.
A little bit of history up there, though.
A few things happened out
there. I saw
something
about George Bush, mm-hmm. library, some things up there in Odessa and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So how did Midland get its name is the trivia question. Today.
Okay.
For a $20 Sonic gift card.
$20 a Sonic.
How did Midland originate its name?
Okay. Where did the name Midland, Texas,
yeah.
come from?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know,
bucks.
$20 gift card to Sonic.
And again, thank you, Sonic, for sponsoring our program today.
All right. And with that one, we're close to taking a break here
all
anyway.
Right.
So let's go ahead and do that.
Okay.
979-836-9937. That's the number for that trivia question. How did Midland get its name? 836-9937. If you have questions.
You could actually write a country western song on that.
It could probably be so. That was probably not one already. Email is mail, mail@kwhi.com. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Used to be your dentist ranked right up there with Dracula and Attila the Hun on the top 10 list of boogeymen. Not anymore. Modern technology practically guarantees pain-free treatment. Brenham Family Dental is now open and taking new patients at 2001 South Market Street in Brenham. Brenham Family Dental treats patients from ages 6 months to over 99 years old. Whether you need a cleaning or surgery, Brenham Family Dental offers a full spectrum of dental care. Fillings, root canals, wisdom teeth removal, bridges, dentures, and more. All surgical and non-surgical needs of the teeth, gums, and mouth. Brenham Family Dental is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturday by appointment only, and emergency walk-ins. Mother Teresa is quoted saying, "We shall never know all the good that a simple smile can do." After dental care from Brenham Family Dental, you'll be able to flash a beautiful smile and bring a little joy to all you meet. Call Brenham Family Dental for an appointment at 979-421-9685. All PPO, Medicaid, Medicare, CHIP, and Care Credit accepted.
Happy Mother's Day from Time Day Spa and Salon. To mothers-to-be, to mothers who are, to fathers who are mothers, and the mothers who are no longer with us. You're appreciated, loved, and missed. Show your love for mother this year with a gift she can really use, the gift of time. Time is something mothers have very little of. Time for themselves. Time for quiet relaxation. Time to unwind. Time for a little pampering. Give mom a gift certificate to Time Day Spa and Salon. Tracy Moran and her award-winning staff will treat your mom like a queen. Choose from a wide array of spa and salon services that show mom just how much you appreciate her. Gift certificates are available at Time Day Spa at 706 Seahorst in Brenham or online at timedayspa.com. This is the day to let mom know that to you, she is more than just valuable, she's priceless. A gift certificate to Time Day Spa is a perfect gift every time.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Eat in their comfortable dining hall or enjoy the big-screen TV in their full-service bar. Having a party or meeting? Bring your guests or business associates to Los Cabos and use one of their spacious private dining rooms. They also offer catering delivered to your special event. Choose fajitas, steaks, chicken, or seafood entrees. View their full menu online at loscabosbrenham.com. Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, open at 11 a.m., 7 days a week, in Brenham on Highway 36 South, across from Walmart.
Thousands of dollars will be handed out when Brenham High School announces the winners of college scholarships and academic awards on Monday, May 11th. KWHI 1280 will broadcast this event live from the high school auditorium starting at 6:30. Tune in to find out who are named valedictorian and salutatorian and who are awarded college scholarships and academic awards. This broadcast is brought to you by Thrivent Financial, Korth and Leakey Welding, Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, Uniques, and Spies Insurance Agency.
It's Brenham Cup playoff baseball on KWHI.
Hill sends that one to right, going back, and it's gone! Caleb Hill, a two-run homer to right.
Friday night, it's a one-game winner-take-all between the Brenham Cubs and the North Forest Bulldogs. First pitch at Fireman's Park set for 7 o'clock. 6:30 pregame with yours truly, the sports doc and Delbert Baker. On your voice for the Cubs, KWHI and KWHI.com.
Welcome back. 949 KWHI on this Thursday morning. Welcome back to Safety Talk here on KWHI. And who loves you, baby? Of course, Cooper Jimmy Morgan does in DPS, right?
Hey, it pays to listen. Right?
we did have a winner in our trivia, or your trivia contest, this morning. And that was Lynn Karanka this morning. Lynn Karanka knew that Midland got his name because...
the halfway point between Fort Worth and El Paso.
Midway between El Paso and Fort Worth.
So, there you go.
That was the correct answer. And Lynn Karanka, winner of that this morning. Congratulations to him. $20 to Sonic. And, you know, Lynn, if you need somebody to go help eat lunch one day, just give me a call. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good pitch.
I do love me some Sonic.
That's a good pitch. So. I mean, tell me if it works.
It hasn't yet. All the times we give us away, it never works. But anyway.
I was trying to get a guest to come on today.
Were you really?
Checking out on that thing.
Or they just don't like you.
Maybe. Well, coming up next Tuesday, I think what we came up with, May 12th.
May 12th.
At Walmart parking lot.
Okay.
They have a car seat checkup event.
Okay.
From 1:30 to 4:30.
Car seats, booster seats, all that,
yes.
All that together?
So bring your child in your seat, and we'll look at it, make sure that it's installed properly,
mm-hmm.
make sure it's the right car seat for the child. Any questions you got, that these women, Texas AgriLife, mm-hmm. with TxDOT, they...
Tanya McGonigal is running that, so yeah.
Yeah, I visited with her. That's mm-hmm. the one I was trying to get. I didn't want to embarrass her, but I left it up to you. I did not say your name.
You didn't say
I was a guest or anything. But, whatever. She's, I met her earlier this, it's been 3-4 weeks ago, but we were just talking about it. I said, hey, I got this radio program. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to come on and talk about it. So I'm filling in. I'm doing the best I can, yeah. Tanya.
Well, she does a little show for us in the mornings on Fridays.
Good,
so.
Well,
she,
okay.
She does do some radio stuff.
Okay, well.
She's just busy. That's all it is.
Business.
They're busy.
Very busy.
They're busy out there.
So, I don't know.
But that's a good event, and that's an important thing, you know. Something happens, you want to make sure that car seats or whatever it is done right. Protect your children.
Yes, we've all been there. We go down a road, we look up, and it's sad for me to look over, especially my private vehicle. I can do something when I'm in that black and white, but mm-hmm. Parents put kids in the car. Oh, we're just going down the road. I tell people 67% of the accidents that people get involved in are within 10 miles of a residence. So, mm-hmm. You need to take the extra time to put that child in the car seat, properly secured, and because if you do it wrong, it's kind of like wearing a seatbelt. You know, I used to tell people just because you have a seatbelt on, there's part of the law is that you have to wear it as your own manual of your vehicle shows mm-hmm. that it has to be worn,
mm-hmm.
and that's across your chest, no more than in slack and all that. Because if you wear it improperly, it's not going to do you good, and it may even cause more injury. So it's not only important to be in a car seat and all that, but it's important to have it properly installed
mm-hmm.
and properly on your child in there and all that good stuff. So, like I say, I help them out when I can. I learn a lot from them women, and there's a couple guys out there, too. Mm-hmm. It's not all women. But I tell people, you pick out the right car seat, I make sure that thing, I make it like a brick.
Yeah.
It ain't coming out.
Good.
I mean, so I can do that. So. But.
And, again, the car seats up until... At one point, can they move to booster seats?
Well, we've got 4'9" and under age of 8.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, after you warn them, then by law, I guess you could say you're not required to be in a booster seat.
Okay.
But I tell parents this. Matter of fact, I had a guy call on one of my shows the other day about this texting thing. I said, look, let's just stop right here. And I think that's where some of our problem around the world is that if you know if it's a right thing to do, then you don't have to have a law to make you do it,
mm-hmm.
right? So if your child, you're looking at your child and you're saying, look, he's 8 years old, but he's a small kid.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you can't keep him in the booster seat longer than 8. I mean, that's by law, yeah, you can,
mm-hmm.
but... As a parent, you need to, look at that child and because the seat, what it does is bring the child up where the seatbelt fits properly the way it's supposed to fit. And you don't want it up around the neck or the head and all that.
Yeah.
So, if you have that situation, leave the kid in there longer. That's just the minimum by law when you have to put in there. So, I would seriously consider, keeping them in there longer if you've got a small child. So. I'm looking through my stack of paperwork here, and I'm going all over the world today. One of the things as we get into summertime, when I'm starting to see the field starting to grow, I'm seeing just a little bit of a hay cutting. It got me to remind myself to look, and I don't have the total answer today, but I did find a letter, which was interesting, because it's dated January the 18th. And what's happened, it's been a continuing letter since we've had the drought since July 7th, 2011. And what I'm referring to is these round cylinder hay bales that you see going up and down the road. And you get anything over 8'6", you're required to have a permit. and hay bales are no difference in that, but the permit is $10 and it's good for a year. And so, but when we got in this drought, that permit got waived. Well, it's continued to get waived ever since the 2011.
Mm-hmm.
This is good through February 17th, 2015. Now, we're beyond that.
Yes.
And our Governor Perry is not our governor no more.
Yeah, we got a new governor.
So I'm waiting to see if I can find something where our new governor has either extended this or done away with it, where you're still now going to have to go back and get you a $10 permit for the 144 inches or the round cylinder bales of hay going down the highway. So as of February 17th, Perry said you were good without the permit. But so as we get into hay season, I'll try to find the answer to that, whether or not we still have the exemption or not.
Okay, sounds good. We got just a couple more minutes left in the show today.
Really?
Yeah.
It's going that quick?
Yeah.
You didn't even look there, huh?
It's, okay. You know, time flies when you're having fun, they say. And we know okay. We do enjoy ourselves.
I'll remind people again, when you start hooking things up, you know, you get my secretary there, Brian, she just got her nice RV. I haven't got to look at it, but she's telling me about it.
Your secretary?
Well, it's not really mine. It's actually the captain. She just helps me out.
Okay, so you have you rate a secretary, man? Come on.
Well, I really don't. I just use them. If she was listening to the show, she'd probably strangle me right now. But I've got a nice little chart here. You see my little chart?
Yeah, because people on the radio can see that everywhere.
Have you seen that? Yeah. Do you see that little combination there?
Okay, I do. It's a truck, an RV, and then a boat behind it.
That's typically how you see it, too.
Okay.
You don't never really see truck, boat, then RV. You ever notice that?
No. No. Yeah, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen, just like that, truck, RV, boats.
Now, do you see the foot thing underneath it?
65 feet max, it says.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, if you're going to do this combination thing, you're heading out to the lakes, and that's where you want to pull your stuff, then you're going to make sure that that thing does not exceed the 65 foot, and that the empty weight of the pulling vehicle is at least 2,500 pounds.
Now, empty weight of the truck?
Yes.
Is at least 2,500 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I hope we got that. You know, burn that image in your head.
So what do we do? Did we accomplish anything today?
We accomplished a lot. We always do.
All right. You're informative. Somebody got, you know, somebody got a $20 gift card.
Yes, they did. And they were excited about that.
So,
all right. A couple of minutes left here once again. If somebody does have a question all of a sudden that they want to ask you about, especially maybe hooking up those vehicles like that, they need to get hold of you. They do that by, of course, calling.
You could probably call me 979-776-3147. Leave a message if I'm not there. Mm-hmm. As usual, I'm usually not there. But I will return phone.
All you do is run the road. That's all you do.
Or jimmy.morgan@dps.texas.com.
Or, of course, you know, just give it to me.
Craigslist.
Yeah.
Put it on Craigslist.
No, don't do that. Mail, mail@kwhi.com is my number, or my email here in studio. We'll get it to him, and he'll get hold of you like that. Corey Morgan, thanks. Appreciate it once again.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, we always love having you on, and we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. I think the 28th is what I have here.
Okay, we're going to move that up a little bit.
We are, okay.
Because I think when I gave you the date, I've actually moved this week up.
Oh.
Let's, I'll go ahead and take a quick peek.
Yeah.
Let's, the 21st.
The 21st.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks, folks, and he'll be back. Keep marking calendars, that way you know. All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That was Safe to Talk here on KWHI. Corporal Jimmy Morgan is always in studio. We'll see you again in 2 weeks, another edition here on KWHI in Brenham.
If you want to race, then get on a racetrack. Well, if you try to run away, I'm going to bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeder driving slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the Highway Patrol. I'm the Highway Patrol. Patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the Highway Patrol.